Welcome back to a new episode on Lux Insider with me, your host Anita Khatri. It's all about experiencing luxury on Lux Insider this Valentine's Day. So I have a few recommendations for you and your Valentine. But before I get to that, here's a roundup of the happenings from last week. It was a week of experiences. Swiss watch brand Breitling has opened its biggest boutique in Seoul, South Korea. Set in the fashionable Hanam district of Seoul, the watch brand's newest flagship of 750 square meters features a street-level Breitling cafe and its first-ever restaurant, Breitling Kitchen. If you thought the London Eye was the largest observation wheel, then you haven't heard about Ain Dubai. Visible even from outer space, Dubai has built the world's largest observation wheel. It is twice the height of the London Eye and uses more steel than the Eiffel Tower. Interestingly, the cabins have a touch of luxury. The luxurious cabins will be available for private hire at an additional charge. If there is a birthday to celebrate or a proposal to make or simply sunset drinks to enjoy, Ain Dubai is your destination in the skies. You can also pick from a multi-course menu and indulge in karaoke and canapes. If London has the London Eye, Dubai has the Ain Dubai, Norway has the Saman Eye. The spectacular Hardanger Fjord is the fifth longest fjord globally and will now also be known for housing the massive floating exhibition center, Saman Eye. The elliptical structure floats in the center of the water body and can only be accessed by boat. The exhibition center is yet to have an opening date. That's all from the news from the past week. And now to the focus of this week's episode. The pandemic made life more complex. Over the last 2 years, we have seen a shift where consumers are willing to pay a premium for simpler, safer, and real-life experiences. It goes without saying that luxury needs to be experienced. In my previous episodes, I have shared how the luxury market in various sectors has bounced back since its slump in 2020. In particular, the travel and hospitality industry has been the slowest to bounce back, with each country having their own restrictions in place. For the longest time, I have been wanting to take a leisure trip, unwinding at my favorite destinations, soaking in the picturesque views, no RT-PCR test or proof that you are indeed earmarked safe to travel. Personally, I am longing to go back to Switzerland. I can never forget my stay at the Beau Rivage Hotel at Lausanne in Switzerland. I wish I could turn back time and go back to this lavish, picture-perfect environment. Why, you may ask? My room was a palatial suite, best described in 3 words: beautiful, comfortable, memorable. With architecture of the 19th century, the suites at the Beau Rivage Palace are notable for their spaciousness. Each suite has a unique color scheme and ambiance with a balcony that overlooks the Geneva Lake. The breathtaking view of the rising and setting sun, shimmering on the pure blue water, remains unforgettable in my head. All this, coupled with greenery, fresh air, and the mountains, ensured a picture postcard experience. I feel grateful to the universe for being able to experience this. Another experience which I can never forget is at Hotel Palafitte at Neuchâtel. It was my first trip to this hotel. As I entered, I had not expected a majestic and unique experience that was in store for me. I entered a beautiful designer room tastefully decorated with a breathtaking view of the Neuchâtel Lake. As I walked into the balcony, I realized it wasn't just the view, but the room was floating on the lake and I could walk down into the lake waters from my room. I know what you're thinking. This is a Maldivian experience, but I'm talking of an experience that was more than a decade old. And all the people who know me closely are already aware of my love for Switzerland. And the only word that comes to my mind to describe this country is heaven on earth. If you do intend to travel to Switzerland, please add Beau-Rivage and Palafittes to your list. Another experience close to home would be my trip to Hotel Atlantis, Dubai. Nestled between the calm turquoise waters of the Arabian Gulf and the majestic Dubai skyline, Atlantis, the palm, is the crown of the world-famous Palm Island in Dubai. It is luxurious and flamboyant. Swimming with sea lions was quite an adventurous experience. I can go on, but these three will remain close to my heart. I also have some properties here in India on my 2022 travel list. While international travel is uncertain, domestic travel is fairly unrestricted. Topping my bucket list is Ananda in the Himalayas in the state of Uttarakhand, an award-winning wellness resort and a spa spread over Maharaja's 100-acre palace estate. I've only heard about the 24 different treatment rooms that offer personalized treatments curated by only the best experts and therapists. Talking of Maharajas, Taj Falaknama is another royal property that is on my list. Built in 1894, it is the former palace of the Nizam of Hyderabad. Overlooking the twinkling Hyderabad city, this enchanting palace hotel exudes romance and grandeur that takes one back to when the Nizam ruled Hyderabad. It seems upon arrival, you will trade your car for a horse and carriage at the gate as you enter this opulent guest room property done up in ivories and golds. The much talked about spa at the Khyber by L'Occitane perched 8,000 feet above sea level. Can you guess where this is located? Yes, it is at Gulmarg, Kashmir. Amalgamating the holistic sensibilities of East and West, the spa has Swedish, Hawaiian, Lomi Lomi, Balinese, and Siatu rituals combined in exclusive L'Occitane treatments. And lastly, the recently opened Raffles at Udaipur has breathtaking views. The property features beautifully manicured ornamental gardens and panoramic views of the surrounding hills, a tranquil lake, and a 400-year-old temple. And it's the season of love, isn't it? We look out for unique and different experiences that different hotels are offering. Well, stay with me on this episode to discover what we have been able to put together for all you listeners. And we are in the 21st century. Ladies too, please take the lead. To help guests make the grandest of gestures this Valentine's Day, five-star properties around the world are offering extravagant experiences. Here is a roundup of some of the experiences offered by leading luxury destinations across India and overseas. Being in Goa for Valentine's Day is considered romantic for many. This year, Western Goa is looking forward to elevating your experience with your loved one. Priced at Rs 24,600 onwards, their Valentine's Day staycation comes paired with a couple's accommodation in their patio pool rooms, bed and breakfast with curated champagne, personalized in-room amenities, and a private candlelight dinner on the pool patio. To top this off, you can also experience a musical night with a pianist. On the other hand, Grand Hyatt Goa is offering a perfect setting for a memorable celebration. Five-course meal for you and your loved one under the stars, a few steps away from the whispering waves at Lawns by the bay. You can enjoy this exclusive private experience at Rs 20,000. Make sure you reserve your table well in time. Next, for folks in Mumbai, treat yourself to an enchanting staycation package at Taj Lands End at Bandra. You can celebrate your fairy tale romance with a bouquet of experiences designed to make your beloved feel extra special. From luxurious bubble bath experience to an exquisite balloon bouquet in your room enjoyed with a bottle of house wine. At Trident Nariman Point, Mumbai, Valentine's Day will be earmarked by scrumptious food. Expect a modern Indian brunch menu accompanied by a glass of Moe and Chandon at Zia or multi-cuisine affair at Fenix on the 13th. Just make sure to reserve your table latest by 11th February should you like a table with a view. To bring in the season of love, Grand Hyatt Mumbai is offering lovebirds a staycation package with bespoke experiences starting at Rs 15,000 plus taxes. Alternatively, you can choose delectable dining experiences from a multitude of their signature dining experiences to select from. There's something for everyone. Italian at Cellini, a Sichuan feast at China House restaurant, a specially curated Indian set menu at Soma, or you can pamper yourself with a Valentine's Day buffet dinner at 55 East. These signature dishes begin at Rs 5,000 per couple. Understanding that love is best experienced unhurried, Ritz-Carlton Bangalore is offering couples to craft moments as they swim, dine, wine and shine together. Priced at Rs 22,222 plus taxes, their Valentine's Day staycation comes paired with couples' accommodation in a suite, personalized in-room amenities, a chef-curated dinner at poolside with two glasses of Moe and Chandon and free-flowing alcohol. And not to forget, an inclusive 60-minute spa session for the couple. For an offbeat experience, whether you choose to treat your beloved with a personalized dinner at private locations or opt for romantic activities such as safaris or sunset cocktails, be assured of a memorable Valentine's Day at Alila Fort Bishanghad. Here's another recommendation. The Moksha Himalaya Spa Resort in Himachal Pradesh. Nestled amidst the Shivalik ranges, the Moksha Himalaya Spa Resort is an Ayurvedic health spa in Himachal, built on a height of 5,000 square feet above sea. Moksha features 13 multifunction therapy and treatment rooms with hydro facilities like a Whirlpool herbal steam bath and a Vichy rain shower. If relaxation and rejuvenation is on your mind, this should be on your bucket list. It's true, luxury experiences at Indian properties are not over the top as we would see in the Western markets. The next few properties are an example. If you are traveling to New York City, Lowell on the Upper East Side has partnered with fine jewelry brand Chopard to curate a Happy Hearts package. Upon booking an overnight accommodation in Lowell's one-bedroom suite, you can choose a gift for your beloved from a curated selection of Chopard items for women and men, including pieces from Happy Hearts collection. The jewelry will be waiting in the suite upon your arrival, along with flowers, champagne, and a custom note from you. In the evening, a three-course dinner will be served for you and your loved one at the Majorelle restaurant. While in Rome, Sofitel Rome Villa Borghese is offering couples a staycation of 5 days at their Venus suites, where decor is inspired by Roman gods. All through the 5 days, one can partake in various activities including candlelit bath in donkey milk. Yes, you heard it right. Donkey milk, believed to be an elixir of long life that also helps rejuvenate the skin. A custom jewelry shopping experience, an exclusive private viewing of Caravaggio's only ceiling fresco, and a helicopter ride to a countryside vineyard for a romantic wine tasting afternoon. Closer to home, surprise your loved one with a once-in-a-lifetime stay at the Atlantis Dubai's iconic underwater suite. Nothing is better than waking up with a view of 65,000 marine animals. If you're looking for a romantic getaway, this is it. With these interesting getaway options, before I leave you all, I wish you all my listeners a very happy Valentine's Day. And write to us on podcast@anitakhatri.com if you enjoyed this episode. Let us know what would you like to listen about. Any specific luxury category? Do write to us. Thank you for listening to this episode. See you next week.